Not necessarily, it's usually in a barrel, and it's hard unless it's, you can see it.
Well, I'm thinking about getting central air and building the township for it.
Okay.
Because every summer I've told them about this, I asked them to make it public. So they come out with a quarter newsletter and just says, have to have a good permit, has to be out before dusk, and man, be watching all the time, which we do. Okay, now like last night, it was miserable. Turn on the house fan, guess what? Somebody's burning. It's coming from that direction. Close all the windows, try to get to sleep. You know, this goes on every summer. And I'd like to see you put a public notice rather somewhere. It's a fine for $500 if you get caught. Now, people think there's nothing you can do about it, but they don't, they're not aware there is an ordinance, and neighbors around these people know who's doing it. But if they know that it's against an ordinance and it's a $500 fine, I think they turn it in.
Thank you, call Jennifer.
Huh? Call 911.
They can locate it?
Yeah, and we actually checked, it was actually in the last newsletter that came out before summer.
Right, but it did mention about burning trash at night after dark.
Well,
it's a nuisance.
I looked at that today, and what the very first item under things you can't burn at any time is garbage.
Right, but they do it after dark, you know, when nobody else can see them. Evidently, they don't have a trash pickup. But it's terrible. I have to close everything up, and it's miserable trying to get to sleep. You can't get, you know, fresh air.
Yeah, I do understand that it really is a problem for you.
It is.
I know we came out after a meeting one night and could smell it, and I wouldn't like that myself.
Right.
But I don't know that there's much more we can do in the newsletter to discourage it.
No, but I thought.
And chances are the person who's doing that probably isn't reading the newsletter.
Evidently, but I'd like to see the Grand Lynch Independent. I notice I'll pay for it. It'd be worth it because this is mess. But we have in my neighborhood there's six of us. Two have central air, the rest do not. They either can't afford it or you know they just don't have it. And they're miserable like I am. But they won't say anything. So what can you do about it? I said, well, it should be public. You know, if they're caught, it's going to cost them $500. That might, you know, dissuade them. Okay. And I looked up on this fireworks deal. It definitely is. Michigan has a law, as Ron said. 35 days out of the year, you can only have fireworks before and after and the day of holiday, okay? Now, if they're going against the ordinance, then you don't have an ordinance against it, according to state police. When I called him about it, we had trouble, and he says, I can't help you, man, because Watertown doesn't have an ordinance against these. So I found out then, you guys are going by Michigan law, so they have to adhere to that. You can also restrict them, no fireworks after midnight until, or 1 o'clock until 8 in the morning, you can do that. But if you don't have a law enforcement, then supervisor or a township official can go out there and tell them you're breaking the ordinance, $500 fine. That's what I read. If we don't have a local law enforcement, what if you don't? So they said it's up to supervisor or township official. Now who's going to do that at 1 in the morning?
Well, wouldn't Clinton County be our local law enforcement?
You have to have a contract with the sheriff. Do we have a contract with the sheriff? No. Why not?
Well, because the last sheriff didn't want one.
I know when it would. They'd be glad to have a contract with you. Because he says we have no authority because we don't have a contract. He says, what?
That's not
true. He says we cannot enforce it without a contract with the township. And I didn't know this.
And since when doesn't the state of Michigan cover?
State just calls
the state of Michigan.
State
and everybody
law.
In it.
Yeah, but state trooper told me, he says that they done away with that law. I looked it up. It was amended in 2013. So they give you more leniency. You can restrict the time they do it, but it has to only be 3 days out of each holiday. They cannot do it 3 weeks before, 3 weeks after. We can report them and they don't quit. It's $500 fine.
I mean, but it hasn't been on the, I want to say like 15, 16, 17 years ago, it was on the ballot to have a community police officer, and I don't think it passed.
It didn't fly or something.
It didn't fly.
But no.
We could ask the public again if that's, you know, what they're interested in. Typically the township
they are interested, because I talked to the department. And
well, the department may be, but I don't think the residents in Watertown are maybe interested. They may not want to pay for that.
That's it. We don't know what it costs. I don't know what it would cost. I think it'd be worth it. because people know, you know. Okay, third and last thing. I was at the cemetery this morning visiting like I do, and I noticed these guys out there. It was hot. And they're, you know, getting ready for two funerals. And I'm thinking, I've seen them where they work. Can't they at least have a couple of fans, or you could put some walls in there, make an office and have a window air conditioner? Those guys work hard out there. You know, it's a 40-hour week, whatever, and it's hot. They were soaked in sweat. And I've seen where they go to work on their things. There's no way to cool them off. My husband had a drum fan. TSC's got the Best Buy you can get on. 42-inch for $300 or 36-inch. They could use a couple. And you guys spend thousands of dollars in your office being nice and comfortable for air conditioning and state-of-the-art equipment. And these guys could use a couple of fans, at least in the pole barn, so that you know where they have to work. And I noticed that, why don't they have overhead garage door openers on there? Those doors are big and heavy, and I've seen them when they're getting them up and down. I thought, doesn't your opener over? Oh, we don't have any. I thought, oh, come on, let's make it a little more convenient for the guys. They do good work, and I stopped telling them. I appreciate what they do. That cemetery looks nice, and the maintenance around here, they really are appreciated. So I thought, you know, give them a little comfort here. What do you think?
Thank you for your comments.
You're welcome.
Is there any other public comment? If not,